Amen. For your goodness and your mercy towards us. Can you make it personal this morning? For your goodness and your mercy towards me. For your goodness, Lord. Just think about your journey and you're still here. For your goodness and your mercy towards me. Some didn't think I would make it, but because of God's goodness and his mercy towards me. Come on, anybody got a testimony this morning? Thank you, God, for your goodness and your mercy towards me. Amen. See, I get excited about that song because I just think back over my life and I must say, because of your goodness and your mercy towards me, I'm just still standing this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Let us pray. Oh God, our Father who art in heaven, God, we just thank you this day for your goodness and your mercy towards us, God. God, we thank you, Lord God, for forgiving us, God, and just restoring us, God, in a right relationship with you, God. God, we thank you that you are our way maker, God, that you make a way when we can't figure things out. God, we just want to thank you, Lord God. God, we want to thank you that you thought we were worth saving, Lord God. We just want to say hallelujah to your name, Lord God. Lord God, we just want to give you all that you do, God. Honor. Praise, honor, glory, and praise, Lord God. God, we've gathered one more Sunday, God, to just honor you, Lord God, just to thank you, Lord God, just because of who you are, God. And we bring with us some concerns, Lord God, but we understand that when the praises go up, the blessings come down. So, God, begin to move through this place, God, and meet the needs of your people in the name of Jesus. God, if there be anything in this place that not like you, God, sweep it away right now in the name of Jesus. God, if there be anything in me that would keep me from communing with you now, remove it right now in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, let your power, your anointing, your glory be felt throughout this entire building. It is in the name of Jesus Christ that we do pray. Let the church say amen. Amen and amen and amen. We've been reading in the red, but this morning we're going back to the book of Exodus. This morning, on this last Sunday of May 2017. So when you have got to the, when you have arrived at the book of Exodus, go to chapter 14. I believe God has something he wants to say to the church this morning. And I move back to this book in obedience to God. Exodus chapter 14. And if you would go down to verse number 10, and we'll read as the Spirit lead. If you would follow me in whatever version of the Bible you have, I will be reading from the NIV Bible this morning. And it starts to talk about Pharaoh. And we talked about Pharaoh a few weeks ago that we will say no to him. Amen. No Pharaoh. Amen. So if you have found it, I will begin now to read from the NIV. Exodus 14, starting with verse 10. As Pharaoh approached, the Israelites looked up, and there were the Egyptians marching after them. They were terrified and cried out to the Lord. They said to Moses, "Was it because there were no graves in Egypt that you brought us to the desert to die? Why have you done this to us by bringing us out of Egypt? Didn't we say to you in Egypt, 'Leave us alone. Let us serve the Egyptians'? It would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than to die in the desert." Moses answered the people, "Do not be afraid. Stand firm, and you will see the deliverance the Lord will bring to you today. The Egyptians you see today, you will never see again. The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still." Then the Lord said to Moses, "Why are you crying out to me? Tell the Israelites to move on. Raise your staff and stretch out your hand over the sea to divide the water so that the Israelites can go through the sea on dry land. I will harden the hearts of the Egyptians so that they will go in after you. And I will gain glory through Pharaoh and all of his," amen, "all of his army, through his chariots and his horsemen. The Egyptians will know that I am the Lord when I gain glory through Pharaoh, his chariots, and his horsemen." Then the angel of the Lord, who had been traveling in front of Israel's army, withdrew and went behind them. The pillar of cloud also moved from in front and stood behind them, coming between the armies of the Egypt and Israel. Throughout the night, the cloud brought darkness to one side and light to the other side. So neither went near the other all night long. Then Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and all that night the Lord drove the sea back with a strong east wind and turned it into dry land. The waters were divided, and the Israelites went through the sea on dry land with a wall of water on their right and on their left. Amen. We're going to just stop there. Amen. You may be seated. You may be seated. I just trust God with this word. Amen. Amen. And the title God has given us today is three words, and I pray that these words will be helpful for you this week and beyond. The message title this morning is Free at Last. Free at Last. I want you to hold on to those three words. Free at Last. Many persons are celebrating with family and friends this Memorial Day holiday. A federal holiday in the United States for remembering the people who died serving in the country and in the armed forces, serving their country to ensure our freedom and our safety. And certainly we honor and recognize those persons for their service to our country. But nevertheless, as I was preparing our morning message last night, God led me to the scripture to remind us that he is truly God and the only one who is able to set us free. Also, early in the morning, in the wee hours, God said, Dr. Martin Luther King talked about free at last. Thank God Almighty, we are free at last. And he was speaking about the racism, the injustice, and how people needed to come together no matter what their color. And he said, I have gone to the mountaintop. And he also said, I have a dream that one day this would come to pass, where all God's children will basically reunite in love. But this morning, that is not what God wants us to speak about. God wants the church to reflect on their spiritual freedom this morning. God said to me about 3 o'clock this morning, see, there is a war between the spirit and the flesh. And my people are, their spirits are locked down in this fleshly body. And it's always at war. So speak to them truly that, yes, they can be free at last. So as we began to look at what the Israelites were going through, God is saying to the church this morning, many of the believers and many of the people that say, I love the Lord, and they say, my hallelujah belongs to you, God. God, you deserve it. But these people are still not free. God is saying, persons that declare victory belongs to Jesus, they are still not free in their spirit. Many will declare, I'm more than a conqueror through him who strengthens me. But they're not able to conquer the issues and truly be free. Help me, Lord Jesus. Persons shout and sing, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. But yet they are not free of fear. And they are still in bondage. God is saying to our church and to the believer, it is time for you to be free at last. Therefore, people of God, believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray that you would open your spiritual ears this morning and hear what the Spirit of the living God has to say to the church. So he's taking us back to a journey with the Israelites this morning. So Holy Spirit, help me just walk through this very, very slowly and intentional. God said last night to me, do not give the people just information. Give them a message that will be transformational for their lives, that they may walk in the power and the anointing that I've called them to walk in. So I'm going to try to walk this out without getting too excited. See, I understand that God has already made a way for you to be whole and you to be healed. But yet the people of God are still struggling. But God has said, I want you to be free at last. Free at last. Hallelujah. God is saying that I truly want to deliver you from bondage. Like the Israelites, I delivered them. I set them free. And I'm still God. I'm still sovereign. But you must believe it, people of God. I'm still able to deliver you. I'm still able to comfort you. I am the transformer. I can transform your lives from anything that may be crippling you this day. See, church, we must recognize that he's still Jehovah Jireh, the Lord who provides. But we have to get this in our spiritual. He's still Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals us. He's still the great I am. He's still God. And if we open our hearts, he will intervene in our lives and make a way out of no way. If you believe it, let the church say amen. Amen. So over the years, as we look back to our book and our scripture, we have learned from the book of Exodus that this book was written by Moses, you all. And we were told by God on Mother's Day that Moses had a determined mother, and her name was Jochebed. And because of this determined mother, and because of the favor of God, Moses became a prophet. He became a lawgiver. He became the recorder of the Ten Commandments, and he wrote the first five books of the Bible because of a determined mother. So as you may know, this book of Exodus is about Israel's deliverance from Egypt. It's a story about redemption, about being set free, and basically being free at last. So as we begin Exodus, we see the descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and Joseph trapped and locked down in Egypt, enslaved by Pharaoh. See, they said there was a new Pharaoh in town. There's a new sheriff in town, a new president in town who no longer understood the things of God, no longer understood the people that Joseph had set free back then. He didn't care. He had an evil agenda, and he was determined to follow it. I don't know whether you can hear that in the spirit. Now, the Israelites were God's chosen people. They were descendants of the promise. So you can be assured that God was watching Pharaoh as he mistreated them, and he was watching out for his people. So despite what was happening to the Israelites, help me walk through this, Holy Spirit. And how it looked in the physical realm. God was still God. And God was still able to deliver them. But he would do it on his timing. I heard somebody say, he's an on-time God. So in Exodus 3, God told Moses this. I've seen the struggle of my people. It's time for them to get up and get out of Egypt. It's time for them to walk away from Pharaoh and all of his evil plots and all his evil plans. But let's just pause there for a minute, since we're a life application church, you all. See, these words are good for all of us this morning. Any of us that's trapped, any of us that's crippled, enslaved in negative situations, involved in situations we know we have no business being involved in. Come on. Involved with people we know are no good for us. See, there comes a time for the people of God. We must get up and get out. Oftentimes we resist leaving the negative situations because we have a fear of the unknown. Sometimes believers are just afraid to move forth to unknown territory. I know somebody knows what I'm talking about this morning. See, I know my devil right here. I know how my devils treat me. But if I go over there, I don't know what I may find. See, have you ever been in a situation where you know and look in the mirror, this is not good for me in any way or any form? But you held on. Just in fear of the future, you held on. You held on to the pain. You held on even to the shame. You held on to the abuse. You held on with fear. So as you read this Exodus story, you'll see the Israelites holding on to the past in their mind. At one point, wishing they were back with evil Pharaoh. Moses, we want to stay in Egypt. Moses, we like our chains. We like being in slavery. Moses, we know what to expect from that Pharaoh. Pharaoh was unjust, but we understood that. Take us back, Moses, to the abuse. Instead of believing that God was going to set them free at last. Anybody with me this morning? Sometimes it's time for you to get up and walk on out of that situation and declare, because of my God, I can be set free at last. Holy Spirit, help me. So as we read this story, we must recognize that these Israelites were walking by sight and not by faith. Anybody agree with me this morning? See, they saw the Egyptians coming behind them. They began to panic. They gave up in despair. They cried out in fear. And people of God, do you recognize that fear and faith cannot dwell in the same heart? One of them have to go. One must go. So if we trust our God, we need not be afraid. So I ask the question this morning, don't you look to your right or to your left. What are you afraid of this morning? What are you afraid of this morning? Do you trust God really? See, we have to make up our minds. A few weeks ago, God told us not to doubt. So are you going to trust him or are you going to doubt him? See, God has this mission that we're on to do great things for the kingdom. But we can't walk out of here in fear. We can't walk out of here in doubt. We have to press on understanding that God is able to deliver us to where he wants us to go. Anybody understand that this morning? We cannot go into the mission field broken. God is saying there is a faithful few, and I'm saying this to you this morning. You will be free at last to do my work. You will be free at last to do my will. You will be free at last to follow my word. But you must believe it. See, we have to recognize when the Israelites were complaining to Moses, they really were complaining about their God. See, Moses was only doing what God had told him to do. See, instead of looking to God in faith and praying in faith to God and believing, they were looking back to their bondage. Anybody understand? They were looking back to an unjust leader. But I would say this, anytime your leader words conflict with the word of God, you are to move on and keep on walking. If anybody comes to you with something any different than the word of God, you need to get up and you need to get out of that situation. Let the church say amen. See, they didn't believe they were free at last. But God doesn't want that for us in abundant life. God wants us to celebrate the freedom that he's going to give us all if we follow him. See, Moses understood, yes, he did, that the way to freedom, the way to victory, the way to get free at last was dependent on God. He said, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. See, we cannot win this battle alone. Too often we try to figure out things on our own, y'all. Come on now. God is moving too slow. I gotta fix this. But Moses says, stand still. God is fighting for us. Basically, just hold on. We are going to be free at last. Let the church say amen. Sometimes you just got to hold on. God, I'm going to trust you. Free me of this situation. Free me of this pain. Free me of this addiction. Just free me, Lord, because I believe in you and I trust you, Lord God. This is so true for us today. And I wrestled with this message. And I had to write this down in the wee hours of the morning. Where's my little note? Why, Lord, are your people, why, God, why us, God, are still not walking in victory? Why, Lord God, are we still enslaved to addiction, bondage, slavery, all kinds of stuff? God, why? We go back and forth each Sunday to church. We sing hallelujah, Lord God. We claim victory is in Jesus. But God, why? Why, Lord God? And God gave me the answer. My people are not obedient to my word. If you want to be free at last, you're going to have to work this word because the word works, you all. So if you're wondering why you're having so many struggles, work the word. If you're wondering why you're weeping in the middle of the night, work the word. If you're wondering why your family is so dysfunctional, work the word. If you're wondering why you just can't get this thing right, work the word. Come on, people of God. Hallelujah. Yeah, things will happen in this world, and God will allow some of these things to happen to shape it and to mold us, but we can't give up on God. We can't throw away our faith, because some of it is just preparation ground, you all. See, I heard in the military that they have something called boot camp, where you are prepared, you're separated from so many people you love to prepare you to be a soldier in the army. See, I heard it wasn't a pretty thing to go through. So sometimes we have to go through some things that are not pretty, you all. But God is never leaving us. He's only preparing us for our purpose and our destiny, if you believe him. I heard somebody say it's only a test. Will you pass your test and be set free at last? Because sometimes the test is getting you to your freedom. But can you hold on and get to your destiny? See, Andre Crouch said this, if you've never had a problem, how would you know God could even solve them? So believe me, you're going to have some stuff going on. But God is. Somebody said the strength of my life. But God is. God is able, you all. I get excited about the word because I understand the people of God, they don't have to be going around in circles and round in circles and never getting in place because Jesus has done it all, you all. You just have to believe the word, work the word, because the word Amen. If you don't remember anything, I'm going for my freedom today because the word works. I'm going to freedom today because the word works. Hallelujah. Get that in your spirit. The word works. I'm not here to entertain you, but I want to tell you some truth. The word works. I'm going to tell somebody the word works. Whatever you're going through, the word works. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. So yeah, the enemy is busy. The enemy is lurking, plotting to kill, steal, and destroy God's people. But the word works. Just like Pharaoh, he's moving throughout the earth, setting up traps for you. But work that word, because the word works. That's right, people of God. We're going to get this thing right because we have work to do outside of the walls of this church. Amen. So we can just look around, and I don't want to talk about all the negative things, but the people of God just have to work this word. Wholeness in your family. Do you desire it? The word works. Sickness in your body. The word. The word works. You can be free at last if you work this word. Amen. Free at last. Help me, Holy Spirit, wind this up, Lord God, because the Bible tells us that God delivered those Israelites. He had Moses lay out that rod and the water separated. Water on the right, water on the left. Dry land, and they walked on through to their freedom. Free at last. I can imagine some of them saying, hallelujah. Thank you, God. Free at last. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord. Free at last. And that's what God wants for us. And he may have to separate some things from us to set us free. Separate some people. Separate some things. Separate some habits. Separate some addictions. Hallelujah. To set you free. Help me, Lord God. Help me wind this up, Holy Spirit. Do you want to be free this morning? Are you tired of just singing good church songs and not getting the victory? Come on, somebody want to be real in here. You don't have to look at your neighbors because there's no business of your neighbors because they can't put you in a heaven or a hell. Do you want to be free this morning? Really? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Your ass is in the word. Get in a good study group and get this word down in you. We say more word, the world stuff will then pop out of you. Hallelujah. So I'm so glad to be able to stand here before you this morning to tell you and declare the good news is the same God that delivered Israelites out of Egypt. He's your God. He's your God, but you have to recognize it and accept that. You must believe in whatever is going on. God is able to set you free at last. See, I understand that we open the altars on Sunday. Yes, we do. And people come and they weep and they cry before the Lord. No deliverance. They're back next Sunday with the same issue. They're not set free yet, people of God. But God say, this day, I don't know who I'm talking to, this is your day to be set free. That Pharaoh, those Egyptians, whatever that addiction, you will see them no more if you believe it. So when you bow today, you leave it at the cross. Don't you pick that stuff back up. God wants you to be free at last. Somebody should say hallelujah. If we believe it and receive this free gift of salvation, somebody should begin to praise God. Do you believe God's promises? God just put it this way. Jesus said, if you abide in me, I got to tell you this, and my word abide in you. It's the word you are. You ask for your deliverance. You ask to be set free, and it will be done to you. It will be so. It's the word. Jesus is the word. It's the word. I'm trying to wind up. I'm trying to wind up. Help me, Holy Spirit. As we begin to close, God, I pray the person you had this for received it today. Because he sent the word to transform you today. Not to just inform you. We got a lot of information. We're in the information age, I think somebody said. But we need to be in the transformation stage, you all. And I want to say this before I close. Remember, see, Pharaoh had let the Egyptians go and they were going along happy. And then he changed his mind. He began to pursue them. So God wants to say to someone, once you said yes, Satan is coming after you. Because Satan wants you back into slavery, back into sin, back in your mess. But you must get up and get out and get away from Satan, amen. The word, Paul said this, and I'm going to really try to close. Do not be conformed to this world. The world has nothing good for you, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. More word. God, I'm trying to finish. But I believe your message has gone forth to the persons that are willing to hear. So I'm going to close with this. I leave you with a few thoughts, people of God. Just remember, God is your refuge and your fortress, a present help in time of trouble. Be mindful of that and trust him. Surely he shall, if you get the word in you, deliver you and set you free. And you can walk around and say, thank God Almighty, free at last. Free at last. So if God has ever delivered you from anything and set you free, I would say, be stand all over the sanctuary and praise him. Amen. If you need God to set you free of some stuff, if you want to be set completely free, give God some praise. Start the hallelujah praise in this place. Praise him because he deserves it. He deserves it. And when the praises go up, your blessings rain down. God says, speak to the Pharaoh, speak to the enemy. Your plots and plans will not work in this person. I'm set free today. Come on, somebody need to declare it. I don't know your journey. I'm set free from addiction. I'm set free from depression. I don't know your story. I'm set free from loneliness. I am no longer bound and burdened in chains. I got rid of my sadness, Satan. Get on your hallelujah praise. I don't know who it is. Somebody got a hallelujah praise in them. Because God has made a way and he will make a way again for you. Holy Spirit, sweep through here and rise up in the hearts of your people and tell them this day they're set free. They're free at last because of Jesus. Jesus has done it all. And this time, if they sing victory belongs to Jesus, they mean it. They mean it. Free at last. Thank God Almighty, we're free at last.